The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, from a private picnic to a different kind of privacy, the pandemic has thrown up all kinds of concerns regarding privacy. One of the areas where we're seeing issues emerge is around temperature checks, not only in workplaces, but also in bars and restaurants. A security source told us this week that there's been a spike in interest from businesses looking to use security cameras to detect people's temperatures. But should we be concerned about this? We're joined from Waterford by Rachel Finn of Trilateral Research, a company that specialises in data ethics. First of all, Rachel, should we be concerned if we go into a bar and there's a camera there and it's not only just being used for security, normal security reasons, but it's taking our temperature?
Hi, thanks very much for having me. I think that we should definitely be concerned. I think that we should certainly know before we walk into a bar or restaurant that that is happening. If bars, restaurants, and other outlets are using security camera to also take temperature information from us, that would fall under data protection legislation, and there would be other legal obligations and responsibilities that that organization or company would have to ensure that our data is protected and to ensure we know that that's happening before we walk in.
And is that the key difference, that we know that it's happening? So, for example, perhaps the person running a bar or a nightclub or whatever it might be has no intention of using that data in any sort of clandestine way. And this is really about protecting people's health, and they're just doing the best they can.
Exactly. You are allowed to collect personal data for the purposes of protecting public health. But again, those other legal obligations around transparency, data minimization, data security, allowing us to access any data that you hold about us, also come into play then. And so it's not about whether you can do it or not. It's about whether, when you do it, you are also meeting your legal obligations around data protection legislation.
Should those businesses put up a sign saying that we're actually checking your temperature?
Well, I think it depends on how they're doing it. The issue is that you have to put every single collection of personal data into context. Collecting temperature data in and of itself does not raise data protection issues. However, if you connect the temperature data to someone's name or someone's image, then it becomes personal data. And not just personal data, it also becomes health data about me. And that, in addition to personal data protection, also raises additional further obligations and responsibilities when you're collecting health data from people.
Yeah, and collecting from people could include your employees. What's the situation with employers doing temperature checks or anything like that on employees?
Well, I think, you know, there are three key issues that emerge when employers do temperature checks on employees. I think the first thing to remember is that having an elevated temperature does not necessarily mean you're sick. And even if you are sick, it doesn't necessarily mean you have COVID. So you're making a lot of leaps in logic when you use temperature for the purposes of screening for COVID without putting that into context.
It could make for some very awkward conversations then, couldn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there are a lot of reasons why your temperature could be elevated. You could be on some medication like antibiotics or antihistamines. There are normal body processes like menopause or ovulation which can raise your body temperature. And also, 37 degrees is an average. Half of us fall below it, half of us fall above it. So it's really important to keep that in mind.
So it's a potential minefield, and be careful. Rachel Finn of Trilateral Research, thank you very much for that.